Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference of Illinois, and this is the first show of our new year, and welcome, everybody. We have a little bit of a delayed show this morning. We had a little bit of issues with transportation and guests lining up and all that. But we are on the air here at 9:30 a.m. in Chicago. And this is the station where, and this is the program, where we talk about public policy topics affecting Catholics and all people in the state of Illinois, the Catholic Conference being the official public policy arm of the bishops in Illinois. And today, in a minute, on the line, we're going to have with us, with a new year comes a new start. And back in November, there was an election. And with every election, we have change and turnover. And sometimes change can be positive, and sometimes change can be less than positive. And we're hoping that as we face the new year, that perhaps some new members of the General Assembly will help improve some of the conditions of the working lives of the people in Illinois. And many of the listeners I know are very concerned about not only the issues that have been in the news lately with regard to taxes and how we fund state government, but also with many of the moral issues that are talked about in the legislature and in the media. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be, especially on the pro-life front, maybe those issues are on the front burner these days. But we're hoping to perhaps re-engage members of the General Assembly, the new ones and the existing returning ones alike. And also, you know, the other issue that's been on the topic in the news and something of concern to the conference is the whole question of marriage. With the enactment last year, actually with the passage of the Civil Unions Bill. Governor Quinn has yet to sign it. So we have a number of topics to talk about today. And on the line with us is a member of the freshman class, a recently elected state representative from the northern part of the state, the Palatine area. I think it's District 54. And hopefully on the line with us is Tom Morrison. Tom, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, Bob.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks to be here. I'm happy to be here.
Tom, I was talking a little bit in the introduction, just a little bit about, the election and change that has come to our state. Perhaps not as much change as some of our listeners would have liked as a result of the November elections. But with yourself, you're sworn in as a new member of the Illinois General Assembly. And tell us a little bit about your background and where you came, what compelled you to run for state office, and where's your district, and give us the basics.
Okay. I grew up in the northern suburbs of Chicago. My parents were fairly politically active. Neither of them ever ran for office on their own, but were always engaged in different candidates, almost exclusively for conservative candidates or causes. And so that's just how I grew up, really, like, for example, the pro-life issue is something that's very near and dear to my heart. I was always content to just be a volunteer and just be working behind the scenes. And about 5 or 6 years ago, some people came to me and told me that I should consider running someday. And I gave it some thought, prayed about it, and then just this past year, you know, the Tea Party mm-hmm. movement has continued to grow. And there was a very strong group of people in Palatine, some pro-lifers, that said, you know, this is a year for a Reagan conservative to run and win. Because mm-hmm. I'm obviously conservative on the family issues, but mm-hmm. I'm also very fiscally conservative. And so it was a good time to run, and thanks to help from mm-hmm. a wide number of conservative groups, we won pretty handily in the primary and in the general election.
We're talking to Tom Morrison, who is a freshman legislator from Palatine, Illinois, who will start assuming his responsibilities in 2 weeks, actually, when the legislature begins. If you have a question for Tom or a comment or anything that you would like to weigh in terms of the show, the number is 312-255-8 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. Tom, you had just mentioned that, you know, in your upbringing and in your college years, it seems like you were very active in some of the pro-life causes. Give our listeners some of the example of some of the things that you were involved with personally.
Well, I worked with the Michigan Right to Life group when mm-hmm. I was, I attended Hillsdale College in mm-hmm. Michigan and was a history major there. And so I worked with the Right to Life group of Michigan. We also had, you know, we did things like the Life Chain when we were in school. When I came back to Chicago, I worked part-time. I actually was a teacher at the Christian Liberty Academy in Arlington Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And so for summers off, I would either volunteer or work on staff for different groups. I worked with the Pro-Life Action League, with the Abortion Breast Cancer Coalition, with another a great organization called Choose Life Illinois. That's
sure.
an effort to get the
license plate.
A Choose Life
sure.
license plate.
Sure.
So that's sort of what I do in the summer times.
And so I know that in terms of some of the issues that you see coming up, we've been through a lot in Illinois in the last, gosh, I'd say even in the last very short recent period of time, November on. I'm sure many listeners are aware that there was a lame duck session. And in a lame duck session, what often happens is because legislators are not, if you will, sort of beholden to their districts, they're not running again. Either they were defeated or they decided not to run for elected office again. It seems like there was an inordinate number of very, very important public policy matters that were settled during that lame duck time frame. Most recently, we saw a rise in the state income tax from 3% to 5%, the corporate tax from 4% to 8%, and just a number of other issues that were resolved. Tom, as you take office, in terms of some of the issues that you see for not only your district but for the state, what will be some of the priorities that you'll have in the upcoming months ahead?
It'll be interesting because with this tax increase that just passed, I think that's going to temporarily take some of the mm-hmm. the financial pressures off the state.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean that since temporarily.
Temporary,
I think raising
right.
the tax, yeah, I mean raising the income tax personally and corporately is going to severely hurt businesses and families. It'll
mm-hmm.
give a greater incentive for individuals and companies to leave Illinois. It'll prevent individuals and companies from moving to Illinois. And so the net effect is going to be, I believe, a loss of income or a continual decline in income for the next several years. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, you may raise the tax rate, but if you have fewer taxpayers, you're going to have it'll stay neutral, or you may even have a net decrease in revenues to the state.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Tom Morrison from Palatine, who was elected in November of 2010, who will assume his duties next week when the General Assembly starts, again, introducing bills, and they're already starting, some of the bill introductions are already starting. Tom, have you had a chance to talk with many of your colleagues that you'll be serving with coming up in the next year or two? And what's the sense from some of them about what they think is going to happen in this upcoming session?
Well, the neat thing is, I didn't catch the first half hour of your show, but I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but I think the freshman class is considerably more conservative
mm-hmm. yes.
coming in, both on, again, fiscal issues and some of the family issues. And so that was a reason, again, why this current General Assembly was trying to ram through
right.
So many major bills, you know, the civil unions bill, for example, and this income tax increase. Those were pushed through in the last couple of weeks of the session because I felt they were going to have a great difficulty getting those things passed with the new freshman class. So that does give me some encouragement. I think there's a lot of like-minded freshman legislators coming in.
That's what I was saying before when we were trying to when we were introducing you. That it looks like that was the dynamic that was going on in Springfield in November and December, and actually in January as well, is the desire to push a lot of legislation then, knowing that the new members coming in clearly have a different orientation and political philosophy, and times are probably going to be changing here a little bit, and clearly we need a little bit more restraint when it comes to fiscal issues. Don't go away. It is coming up on 9:40 a.m. here in Chicago. We're talking with Tom Morrison, who was recently elected to the Illinois State House. If you want to talk to Tom, if any questions, the number is 312-255-8408. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
It's time to sign up for Parish Leadership Day, Saturday, February 26th at Maria High School. There will be inspirational talks and 100 workshops in English, Spanish, and Polish. Once again, there will be a lively and entertaining question and answer luncheon visit with Cardinal Francis George.
I invite you to join me at Parish Leadership Day. This will be a time for education, for fellowship, and encouragement. We will pray and learn together, and as always, I look forward to conversing with you, answering your insightful questions during our luncheon session. Above all, I thank you for your generosity in serving Christ in His church.
Parish Leadership Day is a great event for anyone who wants to be more active in their parish. For details, contact your parish or go to www.archchicago.org or call 312-534-8364. That's 312-534-8364. Hope to see you Saturday, February 26th at Parish Leadership Day.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan. We're talking this morning with newly elected Representative Tom Morrison from the Palatine area in the northern suburbs of Chicago. And we're talking a little bit about the break, before the break, about the freshman class coming in. And, you know, what we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick phone call, but I want to just sort of ballpark this conversation that I want to go back to some of the topics that you were talking about at the outset with the pro-life issue and the importance of marriage and that sort of thing. But before we do that, there's a caller in line. Jerry, you have a comment or a question?
Hi. I was wondering, as far as the need for money, which when spending is done, of course, this spending eventually has to be met, but so there's an awful lot of people, they say, that aren't paying the sales tax on Internet sales.
Mm-hmm.
And what can something be done about it? But most especially, there's also right here in the state, it's there's an important increase in sales that has been coming, and it was formerly a negligible source. I guess it overlooked the idea of sales tax. I mean, the people responsible for sales tax hadn't thought it was significant, but the sale of parking, and especially metered parking, has been going booming, and it seems to me a potentially wonderful source for state revenue, and I'm wondering if that's ever been considered or if it might now be considered.
Thanks, Jerry. I'll just answer it the best I can, and if Representative Morrison has any input. Jerry, my understanding is there was legislation passed last session that would allow for sales over the Internet to be taxed. You know, the it was being called the Amazon tax after Amazon, the Internet retailer. And the tax is a little difficult to assess, is my understanding. I think going forward, it will be a little easier to document and monitor. But the way the legislation was written, is my understanding, is you can also voluntarily pay the tax going back to, I think, for sales over till 2004. So going forward, I know there is going to be some movement to tax online sales that occur with a physical presence in Illinois. Tom, is that your understanding?
Yes. But I don't agree with the premise that Illinois has a revenue problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is a spending problem. The huge outlays of state money are going toward a pension system that cannot be sustained. It's unsustainable. And then also some of the social services that are not run as efficiently or not run as honestly as they should. There's rampant fraud within some of those programs. And, in other words, if you raise taxes, whether it's a sales tax, whether it's an income tax, whether you raise fees, think of a boat that is taking on water. There are holes in the boat, and the holes are these unsustainable programs. The holes are the waste and fraud and abuse of those systems. And so instead of fixing those holes, we're just, trying to pass on more buckets on the boat, to keep bailing the water. It just doesn't work. You got to stop the bleeding where we have just overspending going on at for some of these major programs and major agencies. You got to stop that spending before you just find ways to tax an already overtaxed public.
And that's a good point. I know that that is the concern, as I hear many in Springfield articulating some of these issues, which is Illinois, in terms of our problems, has more of a spending problem than it does have a revenue problem. Clearly, revenues could always be collected more equitably. I don't think anybody's arguing with that. I think part of the problem is maybe a more thoughtful examination of where those monies that are collected are being spent. And I know last session, one of the things that we were working on, and many of our listeners will remember, was a proposal sponsored by State Senator James Meeks on vouchers. And one of the issues that comes up time and time again is the amount of money being spent in the public education system. And we recognize that a strong public education system is good for the community and vibrant, and we've always supported a strong public school system. But on the other hand, I think that we need to also look at alternatives to the public education system. And many faith denominations have schools, and they seem to be doing very well in terms of their not only the faith component, which is the main component of what they exist for, but also to enhance the educational quality. And Tom, have you when you get down to Springfield, have you given any thought to school choice or any of those sort of proposals that are on the table?
Well, it was very, very disappointing when that school choice bill failed.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a strong proponent of that. I hope that as we just talked a few minutes ago about, a freshman class that is open to genuine change, and open to genuinely shaking up the status quo, I think there'll be a lot of people who will take up that cause once again.
There's many ways too that I know in the past, one of the frustrations I think we've had in the last couple of years is not only is it difficult to get a conversation started about vouchers or school choice, but even the tuition tax credit that families receive to offset the cost for sending their children to a non-public school setting, which is a minimum $500. Increasing that has been very difficult to do. So the state's commitment to those in the non-public school system has really fallen short over the last couple of years. And I think not only in for the tuition tax credit program or vouchers, but it just seems recently that it's really gotten worse. And it's a shame that the state can't find more ways to commit to supporting parents that are making huge sacrifices on the behalf of the state of Illinois to send their children to a non-public school setting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking with State Representative Tom Morrison. We're going to take one more break here before we return, and we want to get back to that issue of the ultrasound bill and civil unions when we return. Jerry, thanks for your call. I'm sorry if I didn't thank you earlier. Thanks for making it, and I think we had a good discussion there on the need for spending and new revenue collection. This is Bob Gilligan. We're talking with State Representative Tom Morrison from Palatine. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan talking to State Representative Tom Morrison from Palatine, Illinois. And he is joining the new freshman class in Springfield as they embark upon their work here in the next 2 weeks or so. We'll be heading back down to Springfield for bill introductions and the budget address, which will be coming up in the next couple weeks or so, and trying to address some of the state spending issues that Representative Morrison was talking about before the break. You know, the fiscal issues dominate, I think, in any legislative session, but there's many other important pieces of legislation that are introduced and deliberated, and some of them we talk about on these airwaves quite frequently. Representative Morrison, we were talking about you know, your issue, your work in the pro-life community, and you know, one of the issues that we hope to introduce next year and get a conversation started on is you know, just looking at ways that we can reduce the number of abortions in our state, in our communities, and any thoughts you have on ways that we could help do that? One of the things we were talking about is an ultrasound bill, mandating that a woman be offered the opportunity to see an ultrasound prior to an abortion. I assume that's something that I'm not sure if anybody's talked to you about those proposals or anything that you've been thinking along those lines.
You know, I'm not as familiar with that bill, mm-hmm. although I'm, you know, 100% in agreement with the concept.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know that, I mean, when talking about a mandate, I'm not sure what that would mean with some of the hospitals, and mm-hmm. I'd have to look at the bill specifically,
sure.
but I have been a huge advocate of crisis pregnancy centers and others that offer ultrasound. I think it's an effective tool. I think it's important for mothers to know, you know, if they're you know, set on getting an abortion, they need to be fully informed about what is happening.
Exactly.
And,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And the ultrasound is an amazing tool because I was just watching a clip. There was a clip on YouTube of a talk show. I think it was The View. It was that show on ABC.
Sure, sure.
And one of the women on The View said that, you know, she had been pro-life, but she didn't really have a strong conviction on it until she saw her baby in the ultrasound 4D.
Yeah.
Or the 4D ultrasound.
Right, sure.
And then it clicked, and she said, you know, I saw in that image the same smile that my son has now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's why, I mean, truth prevails ultimately.
It does.
And I think, and truth is going to prevail in all the issues that we've been talking about, from marriage to the life issue. Truth will prevail. And so, I would be a strong proponent of bills that would better enable citizens of Illinois to have access to the truth, whether it comes to financial issues or the life that is within the womb.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring up the truth, because that is something that is so difficult sometimes to communicate in a political environment like Springfield. And ultimately, I think you're right; it will prevail. And that's why we need good leaders, and we need new people such as yourself and others that can help us communicate that message. And hopefully, you know, what we're trying to do is just save lives as best we can.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about.
I want to give some traction to that Choose Life license plate bill. Jim Finnegan has been just such a valiant warrior on that effort, and I don't know if he's listening or not, but my hat's off to Jim Finnegan, because he has not let go. There's about 21 or 22 states, maybe more now, that have a Choose Life license plate, and basically it's a tremendous fundraising tool to facilitate adoption.
Right.
I mean, who can be against adoption? Down in the state of Florida, I think they've raised something like $2 million since that plate was issued to better facilitate adoption for the mothers that maybe that can't carry the baby or take the baby, I should say. That those funds would go to help her through her prenatal care. It would help to find a loving home. And you know, just help pay for some of the costs involved in facilitating the adoption. So I'm 100% in favor of that bill.
And Jim has done, you're right, Jim has done yeoman's work. He never gives up, and he's always out there and collecting signatures and doing what he needs to do. And we work with him a lot in that and other issues as well. In the last minute or so, Representative Morrison, so what are you looking forward to then, outside of those long trips down I-55?
Well, I, as you know, this is my first elected office.
Sure.
So there's a lot that I have to learn just about, you know, how the system works down there. We've got a great staff that's going to, you know, get us up to speed pretty quickly. But you've been down there a lot longer than I have. It's a different world.
It is.
It's, you know, I've worked in the business world. I've worked in a parochial school setting. I think it's a great idea to get just regular citizens involved with the legislature. But that being said, I mean, we've got decades of professional politicians that have been running the show. And so it's going to take some time for me to learn the ways. I want to be in there, but not of the place. But I still need to learn how things go in order to really be effective.
And that's the best course of action, to look, listen, and observe for a while and take it all in, and then make your decisions accordingly. And I think those are the most successful usually follow that path. Thank you so much for joining us, Representative Morrison. Best of luck to you as you proceed on your journey down to Springfield and through the next couple years. I'm sure as time goes on and the legislative issues heat up, we'd like to invite you back to give us your take on your experience and what's going on. Thanks to Jerry, who called in, and to all who are listening here this morning. And with that, sorry for the slightly abbreviated show this morning, but we'll be back on the third Monday in the month of February. So thanks for listening, everybody, and have a warm and safe day and week. This is Bob Gilligan signing off. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.